down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Paul, firstly, what brought you to Carrick and Shannon? How did you end up in these wonderful parts?
Do you know, Bobby, that's the question I'm asked regularly, and it's the question I can't really answer. But what I can say, if back in 2003, when the Celtic Tiger was at its boom, people were buying apartments in Bulgaria and Spain, and we bought an apartment in Carrick and Shannon because I was working as a director of Aircom at the time. Just wanted a place to get out the weekends. But we came here and loved it. And back in 2013, then we bought a house here, and we're living fully here now for the past 6-7 years and really love it.
And your family have also settled here as well, or some of your family at least.
Yeah, it's interesting. We moved here saying goodbye to our daughter and our husband in Dublin, and 3 years later, they've been down here, living here for the past 3 years as well. So it's really great having family here as well.
And for someone who's, I suppose, work interests and business interests largely lie in Dublin, it's a very convenient hop up the road, isn't it? It's in terms of a commute.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, because I still travel to Dublin quite a bit. You have a rail line, a link here directly in. You can be up in Dublin in just over 2 hours on a train, but equally up on the M4. We could do it with a motorway, we could do it with a bypass, all in plan, but you know, we'd like to see that investment further on the M4. Yeah. But simply to get up and down, it's fantastic. And you know, you can enjoy the great atmosphere, the great living, quality of life that's here, but equally be very accessible to Galway, Sligo and Dublin.
Now, Paul, you served 4 years as CEO of the HSE, a job not for the faint-hearted, a job that would be complicated and difficult at the best of times, but then you throw in COVID and maybe throw in a cyber attack, and it really is a job not for the faint-hearted. Tell us about, when you reflect on your 4 years at the helm there, What are your, I suppose, highlighting memories?
Yeah, I joined the health service in 2019. I was never in the health system, and I went in, as you'll know, from Fingal County Council. I was CEO there for a few years, but joined in 2019 BC, before COVID. But I had a fantastic time. I mean, literally, I was 6 months in and COVID broke. So that changed the plans, what we were focusing on at the time. But it was a very inspiring time, it was a very tough time, very difficult time for the country. But for those of us who were in working in the health system, it was a very inspiring time to see how the country galvanised around the supports, how we had a very cohesive approach from government, from the public, from business. And for us working in there, people always say it must have been really difficult. Actually, it was really very inspiring because the simple things we were asking people to do, everybody was doing it. And I do believe it made a difference in people's lives. It saved lives. So it was fantastic.
And, you know, one of the probably frustrations, and indeed, I'm sure you know it yourself, but the frustrations of an organisation as complex and as, you know, intricate as the HSE is the bureaucracy. And something like COVID, while it was a calamity in terms of its effect on society, but it breaks through things that would have taken years, could have been done in days. And that must have added, you know, that must have helped the organisation.
Yeah, well, look, you'll know from a business experience that bureaucracy holds back and holds progress and holds pace. But one of the messages I sent out to all of our teams and said to government at the time, that at best we were going to get 70% of our decisions right, and we'd probably get 30% of them that we would do differently again, or we might get wrong. But we were going to make decisions, we were going to act at pace, we were going to take decisive actions. And that message went right across the organisation, and our, you know, our frontline healthcare workers were the key to it all. But it really gave pace, it gave energy. And look, we'll all reflect and say some things we did differently, but I'm really proud that we acted at pace, we made big decisions quick.
Yeah. I suppose 4 intense years, life after the HSE, is it, why did you leave, or what was your primary reason for moving on?
There are a couple of reasons. Firstly, I have family, we have a son and 2 grandchildren and his wife living in the States and Texas, so we couldn't really get to see them. There was many occasions, not during COVID, but after COVID, I had flights booked, and within a day, you know, something happens and you cancel it. So I really missed family in the States, so I wanted to have more flexibility in my life. I also felt we'd come through COVID as a leadership team, and it was probably time for someone else to take the reins and look at the next phase of transformation for the organisation. I think it was right for me. I think it was right for the health system and the HSE as well. you know, so I've got some flexibility back in my life. I spent the last year chairing the Citizens Assembly, which was a real privilege.
Yeah, and I want to just ask you about that in a second, but can I ask you about the latest chat and the latest debate around a COVID inquiry? Is it necessary at this stage? Is it too late? What would be gained from a COVID inquiry at this stage?
Yeah, the timing of it is always important. I think it would have been wrong to have it too early. Things were raw for people. I do think it's due. We should have one. I'd welcome it. I'd welcome if invited in to present and talk to whatever committee is established or commission. I think it's necessary because we should reflect back and just learn from it. I mean, a global pandemic we weren't prepared for. We now need to look back on what would we keep, what do we need to stay in place, invest in, what things would we do differently. But it should be done in an environment or a culture of not a gotcha one. I think the UK one is quite appalling, actually, the way it's been managed and led.
Yeah.
But I do think if we go into a spirit of really open learning and people being honest, people being clear, it'll work.
But isn't there a danger at the moment with the timing of the political landscape that it would be politicised? And that it could be distorted because of the political situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I guess if you're a minister in government now, it's probably not what you'd want coming up to a potential election ahead. So the timing of it will be key. I know terms of reference of it have been drafted, from what I understand, that they've been shared with the opposition party. So I expect it's imminent.
All right. Finally, you're also the captain of the golf club here in Carrick and Shannon, and you told me there before we came on air that it's much more complicated than any job you ever had at the HSE.
I'm not sure if it's just Carrick and Shannon Golf Club, but if you're ever captain of a golf club, it is a harder job than CEO of the HSE, trust me.
All right, Paul Reid, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to talk to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.